Slow International Film Festival going on right now. We're in the midst of it, and last night was the big party night. And the two stars, or co-stars, co-director from the movie Gone Doggy Gone, are here. Casey, not Cassie. I apologize. My deepest, sincerest apologies for that. Casey. Now, I've said your name probably 15 times out loud, so if I slip up, don't hold it.
No, I'm gonna call you.
Don't hold it against me. Please don't. And Kate plays her BFF in the movie. Bitches.
My bitch.
My bitch.
They join us, and I was talking with Zach about this morning, and I was like, what did you think of the movie? Because we both had the chance to watch it on our own accords yesterday.
Well, we both said when we left, we have to get up early to come here, and we're like, dude, I got a full day. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this movie. And we get in this morning, and we're like, so did you watch it? Dude, I couldn't stop. I finished the whole thing. It was great. Yeah. It was a really good movie.
It was a really good movie, and it's easy to see how it's won so many awards. How many awards have you won for Gone Doggy Gone?
12
awards, and these are independent film awards.
Yes, that's correct.
Or film festival awards. Now, I don't really know how the film festival works as far as why do we only get exposure to these movies? There's lots of great movies at this film festival.
Yeah.
And we only get exposure to these movies when the festival starts up every year, and then that's it. How come we don't hear about them?
I mean, it takes an enormous marketing budget to get a movie out there for people to hear about it. Like, when you're driving down the street and you see an enormous billboard, or you hear someone like yourself repeat it on the radio over and over, this title's playing at this place, that costs a lot of money. And unfortunately, the independent filmmaker cannot compete with a box office blockbuster as far as a marketing budget. So really, it's kind of a grassroots campaign where we go from festival to festival, and we speak to our audiences, and we ask them to speak to their friends and use their social media network to spread the word is essentially how we're really going to get it out there.
So is the end goal of an independent film then is to get it distributed, picked up by a studio? So, I mean, we could know about Gone Doggy Gone because we're part of the San Luis Obispo Film Festival, and you're sitting here with us this morning, and Kate's sitting here with us this morning. We know, I mean, I feel like I know your personality is pretty good from watching the movie yesterday. So I don't know if you feel the same way, Zach, but I feel a bit starstruck right now. Because
first thing I said, I'm like, whoa, you were on my TV last night. This is cool. What's up, guys?
Is the end goal to get this movie widely distributed?
Yeah. Well, I would say for me, that's the middle goal. Because my end goal, obviously, is to have people see my work, like any artist. Any independent film artist really wants to get their work out there and so that they can work again. So the middle goal is to get a distributor and get it widely seen so that people can appreciate your work. And going to film festivals helps you get a distributor because a lot of those people go to the festivals, the distributors, to find good film so that they can get to a wider audience.
Now, has there been movies that were film festival movies that the general public has a better idea of long after they've been released? Like your movie came out last year.
Right.
We're getting to see it this year. It's still relatively new on the scene. Has there been any movies that like we're very familiar with?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite was one of those movies?
Discovered at a film festival.
Oh, okay. It's interesting that you say that because I said to Zach, this morning, what was your feeling of the movie? He's like, oh, it was really funny. It was really cute. And I said, it reminded me of middle-aged Napoleon Dynamite for people in Los Angeles.
That's so funny because when I read the script, I felt like the humor was so fresh and it reminded me of like its own brand of humor, like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Thanks. I like that movie.
How long have you been in the movie making realm?
So I've been writing scripts for probably 15 years.
Yeah.
Just learning the craft, essentially. I have not had anything produced that I wrote myself. And then I met Brandon Walter, who's my co-writer, co-director, who's not in this room. So I'll talk more.
He also plays your husband in the movie.
But I met him at Upright Citizens Brigade doing improv, and he and I decided to start writing together. We had a sketch comedy show on the internet called Mother Approved for 3 years, where we kind of learned how to work as one head rather than butting heads, so we could do our feature together and, you know, work as a cohesive team. Mm-hmm. So that was our learning ground.
What has been the most rewarding thing of this whole process? Because, I mean, you were saying that it took, what, 3 years from beginning to end?
It's been 2.5 years, yeah. Almost three. Mm-hmm.
Is that when you first start writing the first lines to getting it in film festivals?
Yeah. So it's been a long process because, for independent film, obviously the budget is a lot smaller, so you end up doing a lot of the tasks. So Brandon and I were producing the film, writing the film, doing the pre-production. We did most of the casting ourselves. We also like to be hands-on that way. And then we did it. After we were done, we did the editing. Brandon's wife had a baby. a lot of stuff happened.
That's ironic. If you see the movie, go see the movie tomorrow. Yeah. It's playing at 1 o'clock at the Mission Cinemas and 4 o'clock on Sunday at the Mission Cinemas. And tell people generally without giving away too much, because I just saw the movie last night. I would give away too much. I think you would give away too much, Zach.
Yeah, just
tell the people what to expect from the movie.
Yeah, basically, Gone Doggy Gone is a dark comedy about a couple who treats their dog like a baby and then it gets kidnapped. So it pokes fun a little bit at modern dog culture and essentially is about the relationship between people and their animals, whether that's a good relationship or something where they're just avoiding dealing with their own problems by placing all of their love and energy onto their animal rather than their partner.
Yeah, it's a very funny movie.
And it's a teacup Yorkie, who's an amazing dog. Actor.
My dog.
For real.
In real life, she's my dog and she is adorable.
Did your dog have to have any special training to be on the film?
Yeah, the movie took 2.5 years to make, to get done. So for 1.5 years, I trained Layla. I had the,
And Layla's her name in real life, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you cast your dog in your movie, you got to call her by your name, her name.
Yes, her real name is Layla. And so for 1 year, I would train her. I would put, a piece of tape or just something on the floor, and I would just tell her to stay and then eventually I would and give her a little treat, and then eventually I would be able to walk out into the backyard and come back, and she was in the same spot. I don't want to give away too much of the movie, but I taught her a lot of little tricks. And also, I wrote the movie so that she would do tricks that she already knew how to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to get crazy with it. Lassie, go save. That wasn't going to happen.
Do you consider yourself a little bit of Abby? And that's your character you play in the movie.
No, I am the opposite of Abby. I am the person that is not Abby. So it was kind of fun to embody in the movie, Abby kisses Layla on the mouth. Like a lot of people.
The little caramel kisses.
Yeah, caramel kiss. I wouldn't do that.
But you had to do it for the movie.
I did do
Probably
it.
Had to do it more than once.
Yep.
Kate's story is interesting for the movie. We're talking with Casey Brown and Kate Connor this morning, and you guys are best friends in the movie.
Yes.
And you guys sauntered in here, and I just assumed that you're best friends, but that wasn't the case always.
No, we're more of a case of life imitating art, because I was just given the script and submitted by my agents and auditioned for the movie to play Casey's best friend, and then we became really good friends during the shoot.
Kate, I gotta ask you, how much are you your character compared to you in real life?
First,
you mean
your character?
My character is a functional alcoholic pothead.
Exactly, that's what we like here. Casey O'Z. We relate.
She's really fun though.
Very fun,
like a blast.
Successful,
oh, yeah.
My heart's in the right place. But yeah, so she is parts of me, but the ironic thing, I love the red wine
okay.
in this town, like my character. But unlike me, I'm actually more into dogs probably than you are, but my character shuns you for being so into your dog.
So you're a huge dog person.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't see anything wrong with having like a baby buggy for a dog. I'm like, well, if they're getting older and need a ride, that's completely appropriate. And I don't know why people make fun of it.
Do you stuff your dog into a Bjorn?
No.
Okay.
I contemplated that. My wife gave me the big kibosh on that. Because we got a really cute dog. His name was Pete. And when he was a puppy, he was very, we call him Needy Petey. He still is to this day.
He's
five years old and he's needy.
Is like, he a pug?
No, he's a mutt. We believe in mutts. So he's somewhat Jack Russell, somewhat, maybe we're thinking a little bit beagle, a little bit wiener dog. A little bit, whatever, but he's fat. He's a fat dog.
Oh, shoot.
But he thinks that he's still that size when he's a puppy, you know? He still thinks he's the size of your dog, Layla. And so he gets up in your face and he, you know, like tries to sit in my daughter's lap, who's two, and she freaks out when a fat dog comes over and it sits on her. She's like, ah! She didn't really say her words yet, really well yet. I contemplated this because when we had him, we got him on Halloween. And did you guys have a chance to go to McCarthy's last night?
No.
Okay. McCarthy's?
And McCarthy's is the Irish dive bar, but it's a cool Irish dive bar in town. Go before,
ooh,
at some
right.
point.
Need to check that out.
Yeah, go before before you leave
nachos.
For the weekend.
Get the nachos.
The nachos?
Yeah, dude.
They have nachos at McCarthy's?
McGregor's.
Yeah. You're
last
picking
night
Peppy
we
McGregor.
Would have eaten everything.
They don't have anything to eat at McCarthy's.
McCarthy's is just
straight up Irish pub. Punch you in the face. Jameson shots. They come in a glass.
Pint mean, of Guinness.
Yeah.
You can eat Guinness. It's thick.
Yes, yeah, you can eat that.
It's like a loaf of bread.
But it's it was Halloween, so we wanted to go out, and I'd thrown together some lame-ass costume because I didn't have a lot of time because we're in the middle of adopting a dog that day. And so I just threw on a bathrobe and messed up my hair and said, I'm the guy that you don't want to wake up next to. But I ended up, you know, falling in love with Petey. Actually, Steve, he's going to be in here in a little bit. You guys got to meet Steve. And he brings dogs in. And Pete, I was wearing a hooded sweatshirt, much like the one that you're wearing right now, Casey. And Pete hung out in the hood of my hooded sweatshirt as I was sitting over there working for like a half hour and fell asleep.
Oh my God, so cute.
So I'm sitting here, I'm talking, I'm being loud, I know that, and this dog still is sleeping in the hood of my hooded sweatshirt. I was like, I gotta adopt this dog. This dog is meant for me. So that night I put him in the bathrobe. I like, you know, the bathrobe has got the belt, the stupid tweed belt, or not tweed, but what do you call it?
Terry cloth.
Terry cloth belt.
It's a tie. You
Terry,
tie it.
Yeah.
Terry toweling.
I tied that real tight and I stuck Pete right there on my side and I went out and he slept for 2.5 hours while I was at that bar. And he'll never.
I tell you what, I'm going to get you a really big Bjorn for a fat dog. That's going to be my gift to you.
My wife will kill you. She'll kill you.
I said, I want to see that dog in that Bjorn.
I saw a guy wearing one, and I look at my wife. I point at it. I was like, what do you think? And she's like, absolutely not. Gone Doggy Gone. A movie for dog lovers, but a movie for anybody that has spent any time, and I mean any time, around Los Angeles. Because your personalities in that movie are the personalities you run into. And the scenarios that you run into, like how you just end up in the middle of nowhere, that can happen very easily.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Once again, it's showing on at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Mission Cinemas, and then on 4 o'clock on Sunday. And you got good news on this movie. You are getting it distributed some fashion.
We did. Through the festival circuit, we did end up getting distribution. We are with Indikin Pictures for domestic and Showcase Entertainment for foreign, and we will have a DVD release of the film in July, early July, and a video on demand release also.
Oh, cool.
Same time.
So you go see the movie tomorrow or Sunday.
And if you live in LA, we're going to have a 1 week theatrical release also.
Oh, how cool.
July, yeah.
What's the venue? Do you know?
I have some idea of it, but I can't really say it because I'm still finalizing.
Right, I understand.
But yeah.
The biz. the biz, man.
I'm sounding like the biz. I'm a Midwestern girl.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when did you come out to Los Angeles?
13 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I you know, when the movie started, I don't know if you recognize her. I recognized you, and I was like, I don't know where I recognize her from. Yeah. But you've been in a lot of commercials, right?
Yeah.
TV
commercials.
What was your favorite commercial shoot?
My background is in acting, so like that's the what was my favorite commercial?
Yeah.
Oh Lord, a commercial. The Sprint one I did for the Super Bowl was really fun.
Yeah.
Because I got to burst out of an enormous bubble that wasn't there. So they basically used CGI to make the bubble at the end of the commercial, but on set I had to look like I was bursting out of a bubble, and I was wearing a Steelers jersey, and I was crap talking everyone in the United States about their sports teams on my Sprint phone. In order to make it look like I was bursting out of a bubble, because I guess my mime skills weren't up to par, the director decided to stick a piece of wood under me, like not wood, like Luan, like some thin sort of wood.
Yeah.
Tied to some ropes, and then he would have the grips pull it out from under me as I got to the edge of where the fake bubble was supposed to be. So I just all of a sudden lurched forward, and half the time I ended up on my butt on the ground. But that was fun.
That commercial, you got to use some of your improv.
Oh, definitely.
You mentioned Upright Citizens Brigade. How long are you still part of it?
No. Brandon and I don't do that anymore because we...
You moved on to movie making.
It just takes a long time.
Yeah. Our film is winning awards at film festivals across the United States. It was time for Upright Citizens Brigade.
No, I still love improv. We used some improv in our film as well.
Yeah.
We wrote the script and then we allowed people to play as much as we could with the time constraints we had. But that was, if I had more time on my next project, I'd like to do even more of that. And more cameras, because you kind of need two cameras when that's happening.
Kate, when you were cast for the movie, what did you expect, and did it end up being what you thought it would be?
It kind of did, because I absolutely loved the script. I was laughing out loud, which is very rare, and really wanted to do the film. And there was a lot of improv in the audition process, actually, so I knew there would be some in it. And I believe that the movie stayed very true to the original script, even though there was also really fun improv. And, I love the process and the final result. It's such a fun movie.
We had rehearsals, too.
Yes.
A little bit before we shot, because Brandon and I both are actors, so we'd like to give the actors the opportunity to have that chemistry. So we'd pick, like, a really important scene that's in the movie and at least let them get through that, and then other scenes if we had time.
Oh, it's so cool having you guys here this morning. I seriously, I'm, like, a little bit starstruck, because I really like the movie a lot. And I was like, wow, I can't believe these chicks are going to be in the studio tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Also,
and I refer to you as chicks.
We are chicks. people should know also it's a mature movie.
Yes.
Some people think because it's a little cute dog, it's a kid's movie, but it is absolutely not.
No, I got the tongue lashing from my wife yesterday. Watch this with Poppy in the room. It's like, well, like. And it was the naked scene.
Oh.
And right when she happened to walk in, I'm like, of course you had to walk in during this scene.
Drug, sex, rock and roll.
And puppies.
Jeff and Jeremy in the morning.